wet day, isn't it? Yes. Shall I ring down for some tea? You want some tea? Not really. You? Not really. I shan't bother then.
The Abergavenny Murder by Bert Cools, with Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson, and featuring Ioan Meredith as the client. The Abergavenny Murder.
Three drops of this. Yes, and two of this. Take that. Slowly heat. And wait. Wait. Well, come on.
Holmes, what are you doing?
Chemistry.
Well, yes, I have managed to work that out for myself. What's the experiment?
It's obscure, unimportant, inconclusive, and exceedingly boring.
If it's unimportant, why are you doing it?
In a vain attempt to prevent my brain from shriveling up and dying in this desert.
Wet sort of desert?
You know what I mean.
Oh, there'll be another case along soon.
You make crime sound like a London omnibus.
If it were, Baker Street would be the busiest route.
Not at the moment.
No.
And perhaps never again.
What on earth do you mean?
Haven't you been reading the papers? Three major crimes in the capital in the last month, and who solves them?
Lestrade.
Lestrade. And what's more, this time he really did solve them. It wasn't me pulling the strings and working him from out of sight.
Well, at least you can take comfort from one thing.
I can.
Of course. You taught him practically everything he knows.
That's completely irrelevant. It's an unlucky streak, that's all.
I thought you didn't believe in such things.
Well, if you want to put it in more scientific terms, random factors have operated in his favour.
Three times in a row.
No need to rub it in.
Luck or skill, it won't last. Any day now, he'll be round here begging for your help.
Curling in my face more like he and all the rest of them.
What's supposed to happen?
Not the subtlest change of subject, Doctor.
No. Well?
The solution clears when it reaches boiling point.
And that means?
I'm not sure I remember.
Perhaps you will when it happens.
Perhaps. So I've sometimes thought about writing a monograph on memory and its relation to crime.
What? How much witnesses can recall? That sort of thing.
How much and how accurately. I did once get as far as doing some preliminary research.
What did you discover?
Well, that in most cases, most witnesses recall next to nothing. And what they do remember, they almost invariably get wrong.
It doesn't sound too promising. But for your monograph, I mean?
Exactly the conclusion I came to myself. Ah.
Here we go. I'd say we've reached boiling point.
An impeccable bit of observation, and the solution is still cloudy.
What does that mean?
Probably that I've been wasting my time for the last 2 hours. Ah, I swear to you, Watson, if someone doesn't call soon, you'll find yourself sharing rooms with a gibbering madman. Oh, how disappointing.
What is?
I was rather hoping the doorbell would ring. It would have been like a moment from one of your lurid adventures.
Unfortunately, this is reality.
Is it? Sometimes I wonder. Oh, well. Ah, you see? A client.
Or the postman, the butcher's boy, a friend of Mrs. Hudson's?
Doctor, one can have too much reality. It's a client.
No, no. There's no need.
You see?
No time. I'll go straight.
An impatient client. That would be better. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Yes, do come in. How can we be of service?
Dr. Watson, you have to help me. Mr. Holmes, they're going to kill me.